right, Bill, why don't you first tell me what XL Plus International is?
XL Plus International is a manufacturing marketing group, a company that we formed to manufacture and distribute various products that we've been dealing with for a number of years. We deal with the original formula that started Slick 50 back in 78. The inventor quit supplying them in 1984. We now have that formula globally, and we call it Lubrilon, which is an injury protection. We also now have the rights globally for FlexTech, which is an adapter that can allow most cars to run on E85 motor oils or motor fuels. We also have another product called Decenol, which is a fuel for diesel engines made from 95% ethanol. And we're now beginning to launch all these products globally.
All right, well, let's start with FlexTech, because there's certainly a lot of interest in using E85 as a fuel in vehicles, but not that many E85 flex fuel vehicles on the road. How can FlexTech help?
There are 426 million cars on the road in the United States, not counting the rest of the world, just the U.S., and there are only 5 million flex fuel vehicles. One of the problems with the ethanol industry is if they produce millions and millions of gallons of ethanol, the consumption of it is not that great. And what the FlexTech does is we disconnect the injector from your car, plug it into our unit, and then at the flip of a switch, your car will run on E85. First, we protect the engines with our chemicals, which is a permanent treatment to keep the acids from ethanol from eating at the motors, and we clean and prepare the engine with those chemicals. Once E85 is on, if you're in an area that sells ethanol, you flip the switch, fill up with E85, and go about your way. If you get to an area where you can't find E85, you flip the switch and turn the unit off, and it goes back to the gas mode.
You have a number of steps that people should go through if they might be interested in using FlexTech. Why don't you go through those with me?
When you order FlexTech from us, we include some chemicals and a converter box. And the first thing you do is you put our chemicals, one goes in the engine, one goes in the gasoline. The product that goes in the gas tank cleans up the fuel system, because ethanol will actually carry the trash that's already in your gas tank to the fuel filters, and we start cleaning the fuel systems before that happens so that you don't clog up your fuel filters. But you should still probably change that in about 600 to 1,000 miles. Then we add another product to the engine oil, which cleans up the engine inside, puts a coating on the inside of all the engine parts that's 1 to 2 microns thick, and keeps any of the acids from ethanol from getting to the metal. Once you've done that, which takes about 1,500 to 2,000 miles, you then install the FlexTech kit. What you do is simply disconnect the connection going to an injector and plug it onto our unit, and then plug the other connection beside it onto the injector. And you do that for each cylinder in your engine. You strap all the parts away from any heat sources like the manifolds, and then run three wires into the inside of the cab, which are going to be connected to the switch for turning from ethanol to gasoline. And the last step is ground the system to the battery. Once you do that, if you have, let's say, half a tank of gasoline and you filled up with E85, you leave it in the gas mode. And the computer inside the FlexTech compensates for ethanol in the system. When you get down to a quarter of a tank and fill up with E85, you hit the switch and flip the ethanol. And at that point, it opens up the injectors longer so that the you get more fuel in the system, so it runs properly on the E85.
Well, now, can this FlexTech be used on any vehicle?
We can't. Unfortunately, we can't help anybody that has a carburetor on their car, because there's no electronics to the fuel system. And the other engines we can't help are the throttle bodies, which only have what they call single-point injections. The reason we can't help them is adding more fuel to the system doesn't work for ethanol. And this, you know, they've never found a way, even in Brazil, to do this properly. We also have one issue we're working through, which is on Toyotas, but I was just in Brazil last week. The injectors that Toyota uses in Brazil is totally different from the one we have in the U.S. So now we're doing experiments starting this week and next week to see if the Toyota injectors in the U.S. are compatible with ethanol and make sure they don't have any problems. If they don't, then we'll be able to convert pretty much any car made, as long as it's not carbureted or throttle-bodied.
Okay, the big question is, how much does it cost?
For a four-cylinder, it runs about, I think, $446 or so, and then up to a V8 is around $700. And the neat thing, too, is let's suppose I put this on a six-cylinder Toyota. I mean, sorry, bad example. A six-cylinder Chevrolet. And I sell that car and I buy another vehicle. I can take the FlexTech off, buy the converter cables the ends that adapt to different injectors and put it on another vehicle. So I can use this on many different vehicles without having to buy a whole new FlexTech unit.
How is this available? How can someone get the information about this, and how can they purchase it?
Right now, we've only been with FlexTech about 2 months. I think we started around March, April, saw the opportunity, so went down and actually bought the company in Brazil. And we're now building our dealer distribution network. We have one group that covers about 3,000 automotive stores, so we're looking to push the products out to the retail market. Plus, we're dealing with auto mechanics who can install this for customers who are maybe not mechanically inclined. And we're also buying lube centers across the country to change them over to E85 conversion centers so that you can drive in and have our professionals install the unit, treat the car with the chemicals. And plus, we're also bringing out a line of E85 motor oils so that we can always take care of your vehicle while you're running on ethanol.
So basically, this is a proven technology that has a track record.
Yes, it is. The Brazilians have been using ethanol for like 30 years, and they went to flex fuel vehicles 3 years ago, and now 80% of the new cars they sell are flex fuel. But approximately 27 million cars on the road in Brazil are still gasoline-powered cars. FlexTech was invented about 3 years ago. It is patented in Brazil and several other countries, patent pending here in the U.S., and our patent agent is going over all the patents and covering everything on that aspect. And in Brazil, I think the only problems they've ever had were somebody used it on a Toyota when they shouldn't have. Some people have not mounted the unit properly and got it near a heat source. And I think one person hardwired it in wrong and shorted the unit out. Other than that, they've had no problems associated with the unit at all and have significantly reduced emissions from gasoline vehicles now running on E85. Well, down there it's 90% ethanol.
What about working with some of the organizations like NEVC, the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition, to try and get the word out about this?
Actually, we're going to, I think it's BBI's trade show in Wisconsin. Our national sales director is going to Montana to a trade show, so right now we are getting involved with all the organizations relating to biodiesel, diesel fuel, ethanol, ethanol producers, any group or organization that's looking to expand the promotion of ethanol technologies in the U.S., we're interested in getting involved with.